Hello, listeners. This is Tokyo Confidential, and I am your host, Alan. Welcome to a brief introductory episode of our podcast, which will explore the lesser-known side of train stations in Japan, as well as Japanese history and culture. So why train stations? Japan's rail system is full of wonders hidden in plain sight. Pleasing melodies to soothe commuters' jangled nerves. Blue lights that reduce suicide attempts on station platforms by 85%. $1,000 high-tech pillows that ensure train conductors are never late for work. It takes more than just physical engineering for the world's most advanced rail network to safely carry out over 13 billion passenger trips each year, all of which and more will be covered in our weekly podcast. Based on a series of popular articles I have written in the New York Times, CityLab, and Atlas Obscura, Tokyo Confidential steps behind the crowds of Japan's notoriously packed train stations to examine the fascinating, often imperceptibly subtle design elements underpinning the country's famed rail system. Tokyo Confidential will also explore the incredible world of Japan beyond its train stations. Why did the U.S. want to dye Mount Fuji black during World War II? How did one Canadian's mistake almost botch the Japanese surrender in 1945? What is life like inside a disappearing town in rural Japan? We hope to present the lesser-known side of Japan in a well-researched, informative manner that doesn't rely on lazy, Japan-so-wacky stereotypes. To that end, the podcast will make extensive use of primary source research, as well as interviews with subject matter experts. So who are we? Tokyo Confidential is largely undertaken by me, Alan Richards. I'm a lawyer and journalist splitting my time between Ontario, Canada, and Tokyo, Japan. Earlier, I lived for several years in rural Gunma Prefecture as an assistant language teacher before returning to Canada for law school. During my time in Japan, I have written extensively on Japanese history, culture, and travel for a variety of outlets, including the New York Times, CBC, Globe and Mail, CityLab, Atlas Obscura, and others. Perhaps my favorite assignment was taking press photos for the Tokyo leg of the Queen plus Adam Lambert tour in 2020, and interviewing the band's official archivist for an article on Japan's Queen Day celebration, which we will cover in a later episode. Assisting me is my longtime researcher, Mako, from Japan's Aichi Prefecture. Our aim is to release episodes weekly, each on their own unique topic. We will also put our episodes up on Substack, available at tokyoconfidential.substack.com, and through our website at tokyo-confidential.com, which will include transcripts, photos, videos, and links for further reading. That just about covers things as far as introductions go. We hope that you'll enjoy our podcast and head on over to our first proper episode where we will answer the question of why Japan's rail workers can't stop pointing at things.